Let us then listen to the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain, and sat down. Great crowds gathered round him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, the blind able to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus summoned his disciples, and he said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, for fear that they will collapse on the way." The disciples said to Jesus, "Where could we get enough bread in these deserted places to satisfy such a crowd?" And Jesus said, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied, "and a few fish." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. He took the seven loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate. They were all satisfied. They picked up the fragrance left over, seven baskets full. The Gospel of the Lord. In the Gospel from Matthew, we hear about the multiplications of the seven loaves of bread and the few fish. Ron Rohheiser, he's a priest, runs the congregation of Oblates of Mary Immaculate, a great theologian, I think, says that this example from Matthew's Gospel of the feeding of the multitude is an exemplary example of what he refers to as the loop of grace. Okay? Since we are made from the sheer grace of God, that's what it means to be human. We are sheer grace, nothing more. That's our very existence, our very breath is the grace of God within us. That's what we're made of. And hence, since this is a gift from God, we in turn must not cling to that grace. Must be given away. Otherwise, folks, we're going to lose it all. We have nothing. None. What God gives us must be given away. There is a central focus throughout all of the Gospels, and it's just that point. What we receive from God, what God gives us, we in turn must give to others. When we do that, the original gift that we give is multiplied many times over. We have an abundance of that gift simply because we gave it away. And that is what is referred to as the loop of grace. It goes around and goes around. It gets larger and larger and larger. And that's just the way God works. Now, Ron Rohheiser said that the crowd that gathered around Jesus, the hungry crowd, the masses, they are symbolic of the hungry human race. Never satisfied. This goes all the way back to Adam and Eve. God created Adam and Eve in his image and likeness, but they wanted to be greater than God. So in turn, they disobeyed God, and you might refer to this as original sin. They decided that they would make themselves in their own image and not in the image of God. And us human beings have been, for the most part, unsatisfied and hungry and starving ever since that time. We're hungry, but God offers us, obviously, an option. We weren't made to live in darkness. We weren't made to always hunger for power and for dominance as Adam and Eve wanted, to be wealthy, to lord over people. We were made to give away what God has given to us, and that's His divine life, His very grace. When we hang on to what God has given to us, as I said, we lose it all. It doesn't work. Simply, we are connected to God. We're wired to God. And when we don't share it, we kind of short-circuit the whole situation. It's a theme that invites us to pray about and to meditate about during this Advent season. So a question, I always try to leave you with a question. What gift that you receive this week, and you in turn give away? Don't hang on to it. Give it away. That's the spirit of the Gospels. That's the spirit of being God's children. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.